Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. We're so excited. We are now on the air.
Yes.
Woo! And we're so excited about what God is doing today.
Yes.
God is so amazing. We just want to send our shouts out to everyone. Good morning, Kimberly Campbell of the Most High God.
Morning.
Yes, we're so excited about what God is doing for real. I know y'all are. Hallelujah. What's the zip code, Evan? What's the zip code?
11421.
11421. Come on in the room. Come on in the mansion of New York, Woodhaven.
Yes.
We're waiting on y'all to send us some plane tickets. Okay. So we're coming to this show. To God be the glory. Yeah, we're so excited for this. What? Is that it? Tammy Wood.
Yes.
Okay.
And Anthony. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Abby. Good morning. Where you been, girl? You better get over here to this mansion so we can all hang out and do life and do it what?
Yes.
More abundantly.
Right.
Yes. We're so excited about that. And I'll tell you what. Y'all know as we progress in age and stuff, you got to have these glasses. And you think you just don't need to read. What
beautiful because we are fearfully and
wonderfully made. Come on now.
We are created in God's image.
Hallelujah.
So
good morning, Fairy G. What's going on, my beautiful sister, Bestie of the
morning,
Most High God? Good morning, Fairy. You're so awesome, sauce, and we just love you, and I tell you. Okay, what does Abby say, Laura? What's
Dios los bendiga su fruta.
Okay.
God bless the food of the spirit.
Oh, wh- wow. Hallelujah.
Gracias, Abby.
Yes, gracias.
Dios te bendiga. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We want to say good morning to our Blog Talk listeners.
Blog.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. We want to say we love you and thank you, guys. We're going to also ask you guys to feel free to call in. Amen. Call in so you can join us on this amazing topic this morning. It's so beautiful. Good morning, Monica Young. I love
morning,
you, girl.
Everybody.
It's your fabulous self. Just fabulous, evangelizing all over the world. And we thank God for the mighty men and women of God, the warriors all over the world.
All over the world.
Come on now. So today's topic is not fit to join together, but that's every day. We're talking about being fit to join in the body because we are the body. So you know what? The world is bleeding, and we have to. You know, the church is a hospital, and we are the church.
Yes,
amen.
La iglesia es un hospital, y nosotros somos la iglesia.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
It really is, and we have to understand where our assignments are. Good morning, Sammy Woods. Yeah, that's right, Sammy. I heard
morning,
last week
Sammy.
You called us salt and pepper, and we're here
we
in
love
the kingdom.
You.
Okay? We love it.
Yes.
John says, good morning from 11421. That's that's that New York zip code. We thank God for trusting us in this place of being international this morning, and it is what it is. You know, you never know where God is going to take you. All you have to do is answer the call.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yes, Lord. And on that note, I want to say good morning to Pastor Rick Pope and his beautiful wife, Leslie Pope.
Yes.
And they are going to be doing their amazing show here on Wednesday afternoons at the Mansion Studio.
Yes.
So I'm so excited. Good morning, LaShawna Chevelle Williams, with your beautiful self, girl. All fabulous and all of that. We're going to have you come on this show so you can show America what you do and who you are and all of that, because we have that double DNA, girl, that, you know, contagious love. So good morning, Laura Kelly.
Buenos dias, sweet
How
sister.
Are you?
You know, I am so blessed, and I just want to thank God for everyone that's tuning in right now.
Hallelujah.
And also thank you so much for when you share the video.
Please do.
And remember, if you did it unto us, it's like doing it unto the Lord. You're going to touch many other souls.
Hallelujah.
And also thank you for letting others know about the show so they could tune in with us. I know Brother, is it Sam?
Yeah,
telling everybody in Nueva York.
Yes.
Come
Brother
on.
Brother Jack Stryker.
Yes, thank you. And come on, everyone from our Facebook.
Come on, man.
Share the video. Let others know about the show, because this is all to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's nothing about us. We're just being obedient,
that's
and
it.
We're bringing you the love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios, que es
lumbre, es fuego.
Woo.
I say that real good when I'm with you.
Yes,
but
girl.
Yes, and I love it. So to God be the glory. So, y'all, I'm going to have to wear these glasses today so I can see what people talk about. Bridge, this is Dante, says Bridge to Life.
Oh,
and personhood stops the, is that genocide of aborting God's children.
Bridge to Life.
Wow. Yes. Wow, that's so awesome. And we have to make that in the forefront in the minds and the hearts of the people today.
Yes.
So good morning, Missy Thurman. How are you today? Is that
yes.
Good
morning, Missy.
Yeah. So
how
listen, we just got a, you know, we're like 5 to 7 minutes into the shout this morning, and we thank God for that.
Yeah.
We ask that you guys would definitely, you know, tag your friends in this show this morning because the Lord is so fervent in what he wants to bring to our mindsets in this hour.
Yes.
So we just thank God for trusting us to talk about it.
That's right.
You know, we know that everyone has a different, everybody has their own opinions, but we want to go with the word of God, which is never returns void.
Our mirror.
Which is our mirror. Woo! And this is our help. Our present help is the word of God.
The
you
most
know.
Powerful weapon in the whole wide world.
It really is. It really is. Good morning, Erica Hamilton. How you doing this morning, beautiful lady? So listen, this is such an amazing topic, America, and feel free to call in. We're waiting to hear from you, Brother Jack. We already know you got this, okay? So this is what the Lord wants to ask each and every one of us. Why are you mad? Why? Why are you mad? Why are you mad at God? Yes. Y'all know, come on now, y'all know that... you know, nobody right now may not be mad at it, but have you ever been mad at it? You know, you have to ask that question.
We're all guilty. I'm guilty, y'all.
Good morning, but the Lord says that obviously it's some people that's still upset with him over nothing. And I believe that this is going to be a great topic today, so you guys chime on in and talk to us. Feel free to call in and let us, and, you know, so we can really talk about what God is talking about. You know, so Laura, would you like to say good morning to our beautiful people?
Buenos días, familia. ¿Cómo estamos todos esta mañana? Le damos gracias a nuestro Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del Cielo y de la Tierra, por habernos levantado esta mañana. Y sigan estudiando la palabra de Dios, escriban los versos. Y esta mañana vamos a hablar por qué estás enojado con Dios o enojada con Dios. Es una pregunta que toque a cada uno de ustedes. Y gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Mr. Jack Ortiz of the Most High. Yes, has arrived in the studio this morning. We thank you for your powerful support. We thank you, Brother Edward Swarovski, or Edsky, okay, for being here this morning to pillar us today. We just thank God for each and every one of you. So listen, let's get into the meat of this topic. Let's go ahead and talk about what God is talking about, because this is what he's talking about today. So we're just trying to help somebody. Don't forget to share this video, so because there's somebody out there mad at God today.
Yes.
So
we're
going to
bring them
up.
And for this is the day
that the Lord has made,
and
we're
going
to rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! We are really, really glad.
and I thank everyone that's watching. Remember, we are students every
day.
Somos estudiantes todos los días, learning, growing, and knowing.
Come on now.
I thank you for your patience as I read God's love letters in Spanish,
which
is fire. I'm learning and growing. And then my twin sister's going to read it also in English.
Come on,
so we just pray that the scriptures will touch your heart and also that it will get rooted inside and come forth.
Come on,
the transformation will take place, not by power, by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
Come on,
okay?
Hallelujah.
So we thank you. We love you. And write them down so then later you could study them for yourself, okay?
Listen, Dante says you can't receive the word of God with a dirty heart.
Amen.
So he says, ask Jesus for a heart transplant.
Woo!
And
let me tell you, if it's dirty, it's okay. Guess and what? The love letter is
going to
and it's going to do surgery, just
come
like
on.
God that says, amen?
You know what's so amazing, Dante, is you already in the Word. We already going to talk about that today. So, you know, we're just trying to help somebody.
Yes,
Jesus helped
that's
us.
Right.
Come on
he helped
now.
Us when we didn't know.
Yeah, but you
got
to get in position to allow the Lord
that's
to come
right.
in, like Dante said, and do that transplant, do that transitional, you know, because, you know, that's like Romans 2:12. You know, it's all about having a new mind, and a new heart. If y'all ready for some new stuff, come on, let's come on into this room and talk about it.
It's like when somebody dies and then they put those things in their chest.
Yeah.
And they revive them and they come back to life.
Come on.
Okay, that's us. When God gets hold of your heart.
Boom, boom. So we want to send our shout out to Dalise Ortiz, too, because this morning we were thinking about her because we wearing her shirts today. Matthew 6:33. Come on now, America. Seek ye first the kingdom.
And I want to say in the air, yours is in the way. My son Luke ordered one for you.
Isn't that beautiful? That is
She's
beautiful.
Been a blessing to my Luke, and he ordered her one. It should be here any
That's
day
so
now.
That's so awesome. Good morning, Joshua Pope. Congratulations, Joshua.
Yes,
you're
congratulations.
A mighty man. Yes. Hallelujah. So listen, Psalms 13 this morning, 1 through 3. Let's do it, America.
Let's
go.
La palabra de Dios
es lumbre, es fuego. Woo!
The word, God's love letters,
which is fire.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra de Dios en Salmos 13, versos 1 al 3, dice... ¿Hasta cuándo, Jehová, me olvidarás para siempre? ¿Hasta cuándo encontrarás tu rostro de mí? ¿Hasta cuándo pondré consejos en mi alma con tristezas en mi corazón cada día? ¿Hasta cuándo será enaltecido mi enemigo sobre mí? Mira, responde, oh Jehová, Dios mío, alumbra mis ojos para que no duerma de muerte. Woo, woo.
Gloria a Dios. I just hope you talk about this morning. We're going to read this in English.
Yes.
King James Version this morning. You know what? This is what I love about God. A lot of times when I'm ministering, this is just what I keep hearing. God has so many questions for us. So this topic this morning is, why are you mad at him? Why are you mad at God? Okay, so he's asking us in Psalms 13. This is David.
Yes.
And y'all all know that David was a man after God's own heart. But David was sometimes tripping. Okay? He really did, like we do.
Then
he sometimes find himself back at the feet of Jesus. Okay? Seeking him. You know, that's why that Matthew 6:33 is so powerful and so important. So Psalms 13:1 says, how long without forget me, O Lord? Question. Forever? Question. So this is, I mean, this is a place of really seeking. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Where are you, God? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? See, that's why people get mad at God. The main thing is we got to be careful what we see with our own eyes. So this is what the word is talking about. So it says, consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Okay, so this is so important because when I was reading this, even last night and right now, I could hear that song. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Yeah. Open the eyes of my heart because I want to see you. Woo! That's the only way to see him is you really got to open the eyes of your heart. You got to get a heart transplant, like Dante said.
Yes.
It's so important. And the only way to, you know, tread out of that place, because, you know, you see people that walk around angry. We are such a blessed people, America. We live in a blessed country because there's some people out there across the world that don't have nothing. They really don't. They living in dirt house. I mean, come on. We got to shake ourselves loose from this mindset of being mad at God, and we have everything.
Yes.
Especially if you're children of the Most High God.
Yes.
He has everything. You have everything.
That's right.
But I think the issue that we have a lot of times is, like David says, how long, I'm telling you, shall thy enemy be exalted over me? So when you see people, because remember, God reigns on the just and the unjust. But when you see people that chooses to become your enemy, that's right, that some people make that choice to become your enemy, and then you're looking at them, and they are elevated, being exalted, accelerating, and you be like, God, but I serve you, and I pay my tithes and offerings. And I feed into the ministry. I do this, I do that. But the key word is I. We are nothing without God.
That's right.
And you're doing what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
And all you got to do is wait on it, wait on it. Because I'm telling you, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. But then when they do fall, we're still supposed to show love and support. Right, Laura?
That's right.
So I think that's the biggest issue that us people of God have. When we get mad at God because we see things going on around us, that's the spirit of covetousness, though. Mm-hmm. We want what they want, but that's not even for us. You know, so we just have to be mindful. What does your heart say this morning?
Well, I'm just getting flashbacks back when I was first baby Christian, where I was that way. I was like, it was all about me.
Come on now.
You know, my prayers were like, I want this, answer this, why is my husband not changing? I mean, everything was a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
not I want to draw closer to you, God. Search my heart. I want your love letters. Talk to me through the good or bad. You know, everything was gimme, 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 gimme. And why aren't they changing instead
of
change
me? Come on now.
Me? Where
come
am
on.
I going wrong? Where am I, you know?
Come on, Laura. Talk
and
about
I
it,
was,
girl.
Yeah. And I was like, and I remember one day, you know, he answered me. He said, well, he talked to me and he said, you know, you're putting yourself first and others, but what about me?
Come on,
what about you crying out to me and seeking me? You're getting mad at everything and everyone, but you're not seeking me with all your heart, you know? And I was like, he goes, and I was being a spoiled brat because I knew who I was. I knew not that back then, not right away. I knew I was daughter of the Most High God, but I was a spoiled brat. I wanted everything my way.
Come on down.
And not no more. Okay. Now I'm in a place with God that as you mature and you grow, it's not about me. And part of carrying the cross, you know, and seeking Him, you're going to deny self and pray and intercede for others and continue
to
fall in love.
Hallelujah.
With Him because He is not going to let you down. Okay, He will never, 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 never. His word, I mean, He gives us the answer to everything
he does.
And if you're not seeking Him right here, you'll never know who you are. Your prayers will never get answered. You will never grow up.
Come on now.
So we need and being perfected in Him is being mature in Him is through reading the word.
It's
studying every day. That's why we say we're students every day because every day He gives us new understanding, new revelation in the Word every day.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you know what, Laura, that's so beautiful because see, that's why we overcome by the word of the Lamb and the power of our testimony.
Yes.
That is a testimony because we have to, you know, say, you know what, I have this issue, Lord, and especially when you want some help. You got to want the help. You got to want to get to the next dimension because what we do is we get caught up looking at everybody else instead of looking at the cross. Seeing what Jesus has done and just taking your time and getting in line and waiting for what God has for you.
Yes.
You know, because it's going to be the right time and it's so perfect when you are in the kingdom. It really is.
And it's so crazy how you see it, what everybody else doing wrong,
now.
But you don't be looking at yourself. Like, you're so perfect.
Come
you're
on now.
Like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Y'all know it's like y'all sit in church and the message is so good and you'd be like, oh,
so my son should have been here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my son should be
here. Come on now, or my whoever. Or my sister. Oh, my mama should have been here. But
you
need to be there. Okay? Because really God is trusting us so that we can, you know, be a vessel
for all of
us and a part of the process, walking that thing out and as people of God, that's what we're called to do. We are called to lock arms and walk it out, you know. But that's the place, more like you were saying that, you know, in your experience and mine too, we all got, okay, like we had the show before the show this morning, y'all. And we were talking, Brother Ed and I and Laura, about the maturity part. That's in the end, but we're going to grow with the Holy Ghost. Okay, because you got to grow up.
Yes.
You got to grow up spiritually.
Please, let's get this fair.
Yes, because we just
tormenting.
Yes, we just like little kids throwing temper tantrums and having fits and turning upside down and going
through. Not letting go of the back.
Come on now.
Or the pool. Look,
this was so funny. We said this earlier. How you gonna be on a bottle with a gray mustache? Who? Who? America, we got to wake up and hear what God is saying to us because we have to be a present help. We say that we're the people of the Most High God. We're doing life. We're in ministry. But we over here kicking and screaming behind closed doors now. You want the people that's looking at you to think you are all mature and with your clergy and your whether you're an apostle, a teacher, evangelist, a prophet, or just a pastor.
Yes.
And then when you close the door at night, you kicking and screaming and upset at God. And then, see, that's an illustration of whatever we illustrate is what we bear.
Yes.
Okay, so that, and when you have no fruit in your life, you got to become a fruit inspector, America.
Yes.
When people are trying to attach to you, you better be inspecting them in your spirit, man, to see what's really going on. Because in this hour, people will see where God has taken you, that you done waited all this time. Remember the kicking and screaming? And you decide to mature and say, okay, God, I'll do it in your time, your way, your will. That's a place of a posture of surrender.
Yes.
And then when God begins to exalt you, here they come. They coming, especially them people that you didn't even like, them enemies that have failed, and now they want to reattach and realign. And you got to remember when your enemies begin to accelerate and, you know, and elevate, but when they fall, they ain't talking to you in the elevation. See, they talking about you, not to you.
Yeah.
But when they fall, then they try to realign and reconnect. But you still, you know what, this is what's such a newsflash coming straight from the Mornings at the Mansion show. You got to love them anyway.
Yes.
And some of them, God say, help them up.
Yes.
Some of them.
They're
in the battle.
Yes.
You know, that's it. And that's that place of the blinding. You know, and that's why we ask God to open the eyes of our hearts so we can see him. Right, Laura?
And I got to give a testimony of this because we want y'all to get it.
Testimony
so
Tuesday.
When I was a baby Christian also, and I was, and I told God he can have my heart, do whatever you want with it, and I want to be more like you. So I can be effective and your anointing be on me, and so I can make a difference in others. Because if God blesses with his anointing, with his love letters, it's to speak life over others. Well, I used to cuss a lot. I used to, like, everything that came out of my mouth.
That
was a cuss word. And as I was drawing closer to him, I would get convicted. Like, my spirit was like, you know, that was not us. You spoke death over that person. And I remember I wanted to change my husband so bad. I was like, I would go to the Bible, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give him a scripture that is going to touch him, and he's going to change because he's not doing right, focusing on him. And I remember one day we got into an argument, and I was so mad, and I said, God, give me a scripture to give it to him because he's wrong. And I prayed, and I opened the Bible, and I kid you not, he took me straight to the scripture where it says, wives, be submissive to those that do walk in the way of the Lord by your
ones you have.
Yes.
Okay? If you want a new house, Clean that one up, you got America. Okay?
Thank the Lord for it every day. Don't speak that over me.
But you got to count in there with that time saw. And then,
keep it clean.
Ma'am, work it out. If you need some new shutter on the window, go get a new shutter and some paint. Put it on up there. Well, you say, now this is my testimony. Okay, you say, this ain't even my house. I'm renting this house. Uh-oh. I hear y'all. This ain't even mine, but you got to steward it, because I promise you, as God is my witness, when I was renting a house for 5 years, the Lord would tell me, go buy this new, go buy that new, go fix that, buy this, put some floors in, do that. See, that's stewardship.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, the people that own the house came and said, ding dong. They rang my doorbell, and they said to me, listen, this is a beautiful house. Now, this they have, but it's really mine in the supernatural. Okay, because I done took ownership now, right?
Yes.
You got to get before that thing.
Yes.
Okay, so they said to me, out of all the properties that I have, this is the only one that's really a home, and we want you to have it. The next thing I know, the people went down to the county, and they put me on the deed.
Yes.
Woo! So I became an instant supernatural homeowner because of the stewardship.
Yes.
So I'm just speaking from experience. That's kind of my testimony on the Testimony Tuesday.
That's right.
I'm telling you. So, here we go, America. If you want some beautiful people, that God will send you a twin sister of the Most High God on fire for Jesus.
Amen.
If you stay on fire,
yes.
Okay? As Laura, I remember your testimony, how you say, you know, you just told the Lord, I'm just tired of these people that ain't sold out.
Yes.
And I want some people in my life that sold out. Come on,
kingdom business.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing is kingdom business.
That's it.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Hallelujah. And you just have to turn that thing around. So turn your anger into love, you know, for the Most High God. Because God says there's so many people out there that are angry with him and just straight up mad at him because they're not getting what they want.
And then they're angry and they're out hurting others.
That's it. But that's not for you.
Yes.
So we have to be mindful of that. So this is what the Lord was speaking last night. He said, sometimes for many reasons we find ourselves angry or mad at God. Rather than ignoring our pain or not sharing our anger with God, because you can talk about it. You can talk to God about everything. Because it says, which is so silly, because he already knows.
You can't fool God.
Yeah.
He knows already.
He already knows. So that's why confession is so powerful. We have to confess it and begin to seek him for our healing.
Yes.
Because that's really a place of brokenness.
Yes.
It really is. And once you realize that, then you say, you know what, I can't do this on my own. I'm going to have to get some help. So go to the Father. Don't be calling 1-800-THERAPIST. Write these scriptures down so that you can go back and study for yourself and hear what God is saying to you today. Ephesians 4:26-31. Woo!
All right. Ephesians 4:26-31. God's love letter.
Which is fire.
Yeah.
Woo!
Palabra Dios.
Es lumbre. Es fuego.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y dice, a eros, pero no se peques. No se ponga el sol sobre vosotros enojo. Ni des lugar al diablo. El que hurtaba, no huerte más, sino trabaje haciendo con sus manos lo que es bueno para que tenga que compartir con el padece de necesidad.
Aleluya.
Ninguna palabra corrompida salga de vuestra boca, corrompida salga de nuestra boca, sino lo que sea buena para la necesidad de edificación al fin de gracia a los oyentes. Y no constristes el Espíritu Santo de Dios con cual fuiste sellado para que el día de la rendición quitarse de vosotros toda amargura, enojo, ira, gritería y maldicencia y toda malicia.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. So here we go, America. This is Ephesians 4:26-31. It says, be ye angry. Okay, God, I hear you. But here we go, and sin not. So what God is saying, okay, you angry, but don't you sin in that thing. So let not the sun go down on your wrath. Don't go to bed like that. Don't do that. Okay. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, because he is a thief, okay? But rather let him labor, working with his hands and things which is good, that he may have to give him that needed it. So what God is saying here, let's get busy. Don't stay in that place of sulking and being angry. And then it takes you to a place, obviously, what God is saying is if we get angry, we're going to begin to sin. That's why the word is so, it's like a command, and sin not, okay? So let no corrupt thing of communication proceed out of your mouth. So that reminds me of what Laura was saying. When you get mad, you start cussing and talking crazy and doing all those things. It says don't do that. Proceed out of our mouth that which is good, the use of edifying, that may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Okay? So listen, America, we really got to hear what God is saying, because obviously we get ourselves in a downward spiral with anger. We go from God rather than to God.
Yes.
So even when we find ourselves getting in that place of anger, we got to get rid of that quickly. It's almost like when people offend you, but you have to be mindful that you can only be offended if you allow yourself to be offended.
Amen.
Okay?
Right.
So when we allow ourselves to become offended, then anger comes and malice and all of this stuff, corrupt communication and bitterness, and then we have no fruit. You know, and then our heart becomes stony, and then you're mad at everybody. Then you won't fight people, cuss them out, cut off their ears like Peter, everything.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then before you know it, we on the Freddy Krueger bus. Riding down that road. Y'all seen Nightmare on Elm Street, right? That's probably moved about 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah,
but that was such a powerful movie to me, because that was so, you know, like that's how the devil come after us, like Freddy Krueger. He does. And then when we get on that bus, then you going down the dirt road, down them hills, and then before you know it, the bus disappears. And then where we find ourselves in straight up darkness.
Yes.
So y'all know who the ruler of darkness is, right? So and how do you function in that place? You know, I'm telling you, this is so real, because it's a spiritual thing.
Yes.
You know, and when God talks about the heart, he talks about your spirit.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Not the beating heart.
Yes.
That's flesh.
Yes.
We're talking about the spirit of who you really are and how your heart really beats.
Yes.
And that's how we get
yes.
in that place of being angry
and
with God.
And your heart's going to be your actions, so you know what you do when you get angry. So when I was reading here, be angry and sin not,
yeah.
I was getting flashbacks, okay? Let me keep it real. So I'm thinking, man, I remember back in the days when I would get angry, you know, I would go get drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you get drunk, more spirits.
Oh, yeah.
You draw more spirits and more anger. And I will come home and I will fight my husband. We will tear up everything. I'm going to keep it real.
Come on,
I want to help
somebody
out there that's struggling. But thank God I had my spiritual mama, sister, and friend that will always pick me up to go to Bible study, to prayer, to reading the word, or she'll come to my house and read it to me.
Mm.
So persistent and diligent, her and her husband. And then as I continue to grow and learn and read and study the word of God, now, when I get angry or somebody do me wrong or whatever the situation is, because, you know, life, church is a hospital. We're all
yeah,
under construction.
And we are.
And we're in
we
different
are.
Places. We're no better than nobody.
Come on,
okay?
Now.
We're all, God loves us all the same. And us, as we mature, we need to help others and pray for others. So now if somebody do me wrong or hurt me or whatever, it don't matter. They say, lie, whatever, it don't matter.
I pray for them. I know how to take it to the altar, find scriptures. If I see they're struggling, if I see they're struggling with gossiping or with drugs and alcohol, I find scriptures that helps you. I mean, that's going to help them, and I speak life over them, not death, because we're supposed to do that. We're supposed
that's
to
it.
Pray and intercede for those that struggle. And I pray that when I do something wrong, let me know, because I will take correction, or pray for me.
Hallelujah.
Pray for me. Please pray for me, because I'm under construction just like you, just like every one of you. And we're supposed to lift up. And,
that's
yes,
what the Word of God is
yes.
saying here. You know, we have to lift each
yes,
other up.
Yes.
But listen, you know what? One of the things that used to me, one of my struggles used to be the hardest thing was to pray for people that got on my nerves. Uh-oh.
What? You said pray for that crazy lady? What? That crazy man?
Want to push them over the stairs, Lord. Okay? But I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's still today. That's my struggle, America. What? Bust them in the back of the neck? Whatever. That's still my struggle, because I can, you know, deliver one day. The next thing I know, the devil be trying to tell me, go and push them. Go and push them. Okay? You can knock them out just like you said about you and your husband. That was my struggle with my husband, but I was just trying to get in that defensive mode. Because we was going to touch every wild, okay? You don't know I've been there. I might can't beat you up, but because I don't think no woman can physically beat a man unless he that little, you that big. But I'm just saying, I don't know. Uh-oh.
Oh, the man says, that ain't right.
Let's see, that got chopped.
I'm telling you.
But we just keep it real. Like,
I'm keeping it real, y'all. I
got
to Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's true. We're just trying to help somebody because the struggle is real, America. But you know what? When you get into the light, which is Christ Jesus, and then you get into this love letter,
yes.
which is really a mirror, okay? And you begin to see you, and God's going to deal with you before he deal with them people you're going to him about, okay? He's going to want you to be the light. He's going to want you to be the Christ that they see. And how do you do that? You get close to God. You continue to seek him. And then all of that stuff, the anger and that stuff starts falling off of you.
Yeah, and when your family, and if you want your family to be touched, which those are God's promises, when they see the transformation and the change
that's
in
right.
you, it's going to draw, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to draw them, because that's what happened with my family. When they started coming to church, they're like, Pastor, you don't know, Lord, she don't stab her husband in the chest before. She don't pick out a gun. Almost ran over him 3 times, and he wouldn't move. He'd be dead, and he'd be in prison right now.
That's
why I thank God that I'm alive,
woo.
And I never did none of that, because I'll
now.
Be locked up.
Come on,
and
now.
So I thank God for his mercy, for his grace,
hallelujah.
For not giving up on me or him.
But that's that place, Laura, of anger.
Yes.
It'll push you. I mean,
yes.
A lot of people, this is so real right here,
yes.
America. That's why the Word of God talked
yes.
about, you know, here it says that neither give place to the devil.
Yes.
Because what we want to do is we want to blame the devil. You know, the devil did that,
this,
and the devil
did
that. Because, yeah, he's going to talk to you, but then you're going to have to tell him to stop la, 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 like Byron Hunter. La, la,
la,
la,
la,
la,
la.
Okay. Stop talking to me, because
yes.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yes.
Because, and then you got to remind him of who you are, because I'm a child of the Most High. You know, I'm Laura Kelly, the evangelist, blowing up America, wide open, and you will not be able to, you know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
have to serve him notice, because he's coming. But
yes.
stop blaming the devil.
Yes.
Because it's not him. He on top of his job. You just get on top of yours. Okay?
Yes.
That's what we have to do, because people get so caught up into, I can't believe the devil did that. The devil did. Well, he only do what we allow him to do.
Yeah.
Because remember, he got a little bit of power. I'm not going to underestimate, but he ain't got all power.
A little power you give.
You got all power, and the only way he can get anything from you is if you give it to him.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
And I got to share this.
Uh-oh.
So this is funny. So when my husband, after I gave my heart to the Lord, it took my husband probably a year later, so he started going to church, and that's when he started seeing the transformation at me. And, you know, I always have to have the last say so, I used to struggle with crying, saying I'm sorry, even if I was wrong. And I remember one time, I forgot what he did, and it was so wrong that I told him I'm sorry. And he was driving. I was in the back seat with my baby. My baby, Thomas, was a baby. He said, "What you say?" And I said, "I'm sorry." And then I said, "I don't want to argue." And he went like this, and he kind of pulled over, and he's like, "I said, I'm sorry." And I didn't argue. He was seeing the change. And that's when he started going to church. And he called my pastor. When my pastor, Pastor Bob was there, he asked him who he was because he didn't know. He had never. And I told, he told him who he was. He goes, oh, you're, I'm Laura Kelly. He could change her. Oh, my God, he said that about me. But you know what? This is why I'm on fire for Jesus.
Come on,
this is
man.
Why I love his love letter.
Woo!
Because he never leaves you where he finds you.
Come on now.
You know?
Ever.
I never came to church because I was ashamed of my lifestyle, of the drugs, of the struggles, and I didn't think I was good enough. To me, I thought you had to be perfect to come to church. You know, and it was a lie from the enemy.
Woo!
I thank God that the church where I'm at now came knock on my door, because here I am now doing outreach, telling others that there's hope in Jesus, and he takes you just the way you are, so
he
never leaves you there.
That's right.
And I have not arrived. I'm still under construction, but I'm not where I used to be.
Come
but
on,
I thank him for his love letters. This is what's going to bring transformation in your life, in your mother's life, in your husband's life, in your family's life, period.
Come on now. Come on now.
That's true.
And listen, as long as we are on this earth, because we have not ascended and Christ has not come back, we're going to always have some issues that we're going to have to take to God.
It's a test.
Yes.
For a testimony.
Yes. And whatever you're going through, America, this is another news flash from the Mornings at the Mansion show.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, guess what? It's not even about you.
Yes.
It's about what you. It's about you going through it so that you can help someone else.
Help others.
Pull them out
of
the trenches of whatever they're going through because of your experience. See, that's why God used the misfit.
Okay. Woo! The
outcast. That's it. He used the misfit and outcast.
The ones who least expect.
That's it.
The ones he's rising up.
That's it. And he's rising up an army, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's us.
But be mindful. Everybody can't be the general. Okay, everybody, I'm not really, because everybody want to get an order, this and that, and you ain't this is nothing, okay, you can't help nobody, because we can't be, continue to fumble through our faith.
Well, everybody want to be leaders, nobody want to serve.
Yeah, yeah, come on now.
Yes, sir!
Woo! And that was last week, so, wait like a waiter.
Yes!
Okay?
Wait like
Hallelujah.
A waiter!
So go back and listen to those shows. You can go back to our blog radio. We have so many archive shows that you can just have a whole weekend of listen to the blog radio shows and listen to the powerful messages, you know.
Yes.
That,
and we're learning and growing.
Yes,
today.
Yes. So we just thank God for this amazing topic, because what God said, it is some people that are very angry with him.
Yes.
Why are you mad at God? And then when you're mad at God, you get mad at everybody else.
Yes.
And then you wonder why people
make
treat you
worse.
Or talk to you this way, or why nobody want to be around you, or, you know, that woe is me mentality. You know, but what we have to do is get in position for a mindset shift, okay, to figure out how we can be a blessing. Because you're blessed. I don't know if you know it or not, but you are a blessed man and woman of God.
Yes.
And we blessed to be what? A blessing. Yeah, so figure out how you can serve someone today.
Bless someone.
You know, because that's what you do in the process of the wait. You act like a waiter.
Yes.
Yeah, make something happen for someone else. Because when you get involved with someone else's dreams, come on now, God gets involved with your dreams. Come on, he does. You know, so that's a place of stewardship. That wasn't in the word, but in the here, but that's what's in the word. Okay, and we have to know that. So now we're going to cruise on over to James chapter 1. Verse 19 and 23. So write these scriptures down, America. I just pray that this word is helping somebody.
Yes.
Because we know that we wouldn't even be talking about this if God didn't say it was real.
Yes.
So if we could just reach one person today,
yes,
we have accomplished our kingdom mission.
Hallelujah.
For the morning. And we can go on skipping
Gloria
through our day. So what does the word of God say, Laura?
Santiago 1, verso 19, 20. God's love letter.
Which is fire.
Woo!
It's lumbre, it's fuego.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Santiago 1:19-20 dice, por estos, mis amados hermanos, todo hombre sea pronto para oír, tardo para hablar, tardo para airarse, porque la ira del hombre no obra la justicia de Dios.
Woo.
Gloria
Hallelujah. Did you get to 23?
What's the 23?
Yeah.
Por los cuales, dejando toda inmundicia y abundancia de Malisa recibir con mansedumbre la palabra implantada, la cual puede salvar vuestras almas.
Aleluya.
Pero ser hacedores de la palabra y no tan solamente oidores, engañándonos a vosotros mismos, porque si algún es oído de la palabra, pero no hacedor de ella, es el semejante hombre que considera a un espejo su rostro natural.
Aleluya. So listen, the word of the Lord reads this. This is such a reminder of great advice.
Yes.
Here we go. James 1:19-23 says, wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow unto wrath, which is anger. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness. Because, see, this is where anger takes us to.
All filthiness.
And all superfluity of naughtiness. I didn't know that anger took us to naughtiness. But come on, America. I'm learning something today. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Okay? It says, be ye doers of the word. That's why you got to get busy, America. And not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Woo!
Come on, America.
Woo!
So God ain't playing with us. So
and
what's so loving about God, he just talked about us, talked about me, and I love him. So he's just saying, look, this is what's going to be. You keep doing that, this is where you're going to end up at, and then this is how you're going to see yourself. To an empty glass.
Mm.
Come on now.
Uh-oh.
And my life's got to be fulfilled. I got, come on now. I mean, nothing in it. And then what I love about him, he said, you know, we have to make sure that we're doers of the word and not hearers only. He didn't say don't hear. He said, but we got to find a balance in that. You know, we have to not only be hearers, but doers. How do you do that? You get busy, you get in the word, you get in position to hear from God every single day. It's just like when Adam used to take a walk in the cool of the day.
Yeah.
Every day. Remember when the word God talks about how he would do that? You know what he was doing? He was getting his orders for the day.
Yeah.
But one day, he listened to the devil.
Woo-wee!
Yeah.
Come on now. And then he was so crazy about it is he tried to blame his wife. And guess
on,
what?
They both had a blame game.
Oh, yeah. What woman you gave me? So y'all know how we say that. Okay, so listen, this is what, that's why we have to get in the word and hear, and be hearers and doers all at the same time. Because, you know, a lot of times we have to be reprogrammed in what God is saying, which is new revelation.
Yes.
Because sometimes we're only taught what we were taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be our parents, the old pastor in 1962, I don't know. Okay, but I'm just saying, with no revelation, okay? But this is what I found out. I found out when the devil came, Adam was right there. But the way the word, most interpretations is like only Eve and the devil was there.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam was sitting right there, okay? And he let the devil con his wife.
Mm.
And then he told God, it was that lady you got, that woman you got.
Yeah.
So that's when the lies begin, okay? The fruit of lies.
Isn't that what's happening now?
Yes, blame it, but it's to the fifteenth million power now. Okay,
oh, yeah.
It really is. If you would just get in a place to hear God, yeah, that's what we say. Ain't that what you said? The struggle you had with your husband.
Yeah.
Well, let me get a word for him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get a word for them. Hello. Yeah. Well, God said here we got not only be hearers,
right.
But we got to be doers.
That's right.
So, which means we got to be the light. You got to be the light of your home. Even when your children, you be wanting to knock them backwards. Okay? Knock them backwards, my 15 foot. Okay?
Right?
You just do it. You don't. I hope y'all don't. But anyway.
Don't do it.
But you do want to do that. Because they just take you there. And then you know how they listen to the devil. They disrespectful. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Because all of this is happening in the schools. Okay? You got the teachers. And they can't have they only want to teach no more. And that's their passion.
Mm-hmm.
They can't teach because
okay.
the kids is coming, cussing them out, beating them, fighting them.
Yeah.
Okay? But you know why they do that? Because they're doing that at home.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody jacking the children. I'm going to say jack them up. Got to do what you got to do. Because, see, they done took all of that out. Now they want to call the pawpaws.
Really?
But like I used to tell mine, you can go with the pawpaws. Go live with them. Go live at their house. And I bet you they're going to hurry up and bring you back and let me finish doing what I started doing. That's the truth. So you have to know that. I don't know where that came from, Bear.
Hey, I had one of my children call the cops on us one time because my husband sacked him back. And when the cops came, it was a lady and a man and a lady. And then he told them, that we spanked them. And then the cops said, do you have a broken bone? He's like, no. Are you bleeding? He's like, no. Okay, spank him again.
Yeah.
They're getting tired. They
yeah.
said they're getting tired of kids disrespecting
yeah.
and
up.
Parents having fear
oh,
to spank
that's
them.
What's up.
And that's what it was in Ireland here, in Ireland, in Texas.
And let me tell you how slick the devil thinks he is now. The devil is something else. Y'all got to know that, but he can only be what we allow him to be. So now what he's doing is he's trying to shut the children down by killing them when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
And in some states, that's already legal. We got to know what's going on in the world, America.
Yes.
Come on now. Now, I remember what it said that the world would be so bad that people would be eating their own babies.
Mm-hmm.
But now it ain't going to be no babies mm-hmm. if we keep severing them when they come out of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4 states in the world, that is legal now. So we got to wake up and figure out what we can do to be a part, to be the light of the world.
Yes.
That's murder,
yes.
which is legal.
Yes.
But then they taking people that are in prison and doing the lethal injection, mm-hmm. and which I'm just saying, we just talking about what we're talking about. We got to understand how crazy this world, because
that's
the king
stuff.
Is really coming, and we got to get ourselves together to hear what God is saying
sooner
as the people of God.
Yes.
Because we're not standing up. What we're doing is complain about it.
Yes.
We even get mad about it and get angry about it. But what
Amen
are you doing?
God.
But the word of God says don't only be hearers, but
yes.
be doers. So we
yes.
have to do our portion as
right.
as believers, Christian people, which
yes.
means Christ followers.
Yes.
So we got to get serious about what God is doing and what he's saying.
That's
and we
right.
have to be the light of the world and the salt
yes.
of the earth.
Yes.
That is what we're called to do. But we over here all mad at God.
Yeah.
You can't hear nothing he's trying to tell you boldly. Go to the throne of grace.
Yeah.
You know, and be about our Father's business.
Yeah.
We too being mad, busy being mad at the Father. Who does that?
Yeah.
We do. And we got to get into a place that we hear what God is saying.
Okay.
Let that stuff fall off of you. You know, and understand that we have an assignment as people of God.
Yeah.
We really do. So
yeah.
let yours start today. Get in God's face. Get into Matthew 6:33. Start seeking him
yes.
first and his righteousness. So many people leave that part out. The righteousness. Okay?
Live it up.
Come on now. They do. And everything else. He can say some things like that, and he said everything else. Come on now. So what
shall we?
Yeah.
Woo!
And then see what you do is there you mad at God, but ain't nobody seeking him. We get into that place to go back to the blog radio, and you will hear what he's talking about. So we have a caller. We got caught up. Let's see if we can catch this caller if they have not hung up on us. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Woo! Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Mornings at the Mansion Show. And who are we speaking with this morning?
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is this Brother Jack of the Most High God?
This is Brother Jack. Yes, it is.
Brother Jack, are you enjoying the show this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling great, honey. I'm feeling Jesus right now.
You feeling Jesus
like,
right now?
Oh, wow,
it's so beautiful in New York right now. Hallelujah. The sun is out.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on, Brother Jack?
I want to tell you all your prayers. I feel the grace of God on me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we got Sister Sherry. Sister Sherry's in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's listening right now. I think she's a little, a little shy or whatever.
Well, you tell Sister Sherry we say good morning, Brother Dad.
Yeah.
We're going to pray for Sister Sherry. She's babysitting a beautiful child right now. The baby's name is Patrick.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's, she got a little cake.
So
she
needs prayer today?
Right now.
Yeah, I need prayer.
Yeah. I don't need prayer. Let's pray for Sister Sherry.
Okay, so we're going to pray for her right now. Is she there? Can she hear us?
Yes, yes. She's a single mother. She's a single mother.
All right.
She found the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. We're going to pray for you, Sherry. And thank you, Jack. We love you.
Yes,
Father in heaven, we
thank you.
Oh,
I love you guys. The best. I love you.
Would you see the blood of Jesus thrown out, Father? We plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We command healing, manifestation to take place, not by power, by might, but by your spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Father. I pray for a testimony, Father. I'm expecting a testimony right now. We're expecting, Father, a testimony to bring you glory and honor and praise, Father. And I pray for healing manifestation in her body, mind, and soul, Father.
Yeah,
as they pick up your love letters and find more scriptures,
more
scriptures, love letters, which is fire to stand on, which is your promises,
God.
Father, manifestation, Father. So we thank you right now for the love of Jesus. By your stripes, we are
Jesus.
Healed.
Yes.
Healed. It is done. Tatalisa, it is finished, the Lord says. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Brother Jack, and we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
I'll be looking forward to next week, all right?
Okay,
love you, Jack. Thank
you. Girls, you're doing a great job.
Love you, Sherry.
Oh, that's so awesome. Sounds, I love that mighty
love
man
you,
of God.
Jack. Thank you for calling.
I mean, Mr. Jack, I mean, really, he's not the only caller, but he's the number one caller.
He's the number one caller.
He is, and you know
and
what?
And he shared the,
yes,
the
he does.
Scriptures, the show with others. So
yes,
God's being glorified, especially in Nueva York.
Woo!
Glory of Dios.
And the 1-1, is it 4-2-1?
1-2-1!
Can we get something at 76013? And what's your zip code?
76211.
Can we get some of that? Can we get some of that, America? Okay? So to God be the glory. We love you, Brother Jack, for being consistent. We love how consistent you are and how you love. And you know what? He's a man of, he shows them love.
Yes.
He don't just say it. He makes sure that we
praying
hear his voice.
Others. You
yes.
know,
you're
praying for others. Wow.
That is beautiful.
Wow.
That is beautiful. So I want to take this moment to do a Mornings at the Mansion Show commercial, okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on here at the Mansion on Park Row. We're supposed to have our yard sale this weekend, but it looks like it's going to be rain, okay? That's what it looks like.
60%, I think.
Yeah, that's what, okay, so we are officially rescheduling the yard sale.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right. At the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Okay, we have it going on here at the spot. So we're running all type of commercials here, so feel free to give us a call or reach out to us on Facebook and let us know that you would love to come in. And we have also open positions, well, not positions, but open availability for stylists, barbers. So if you're looking for a nice, glamorous place to work, come to the Mansion on Park Row. Now, can you believe it, America, that we have 36 seconds left on this show? What'd you say? Yes, so to God be the glory. But welcome back to our callers, and we're about to transition out of the show today. So, Laura, looks like part two is in action, because we want you guys to make sure you share these videos, because we know that it's someone out there that has been seeking God for what they've been seeking him for, And we pray that this can, you know, be a tangible word, a right now, a Zoe word,
yeah.
You know, that life transformation will come. Like Dante said, the heart transplant,
yes.
You know, because God is a God of the heart.
Yes.
So, you know, if you want to please God, let him hear your heart, because you're going to hear his when you get in his presence.
That's right.
And that's what's so beautiful. And we thank you, Brother Jack, for always calling in and having people and pillaring us, and we're so grateful for you.
And everyone
right now.
Watching.
Yes.
We love you.
And our studio audience in the house. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. This is our studio audience. Brother Jeff, Vicky brought her beautiful friend this morning. We're so excited. Yeah, we got gifts. Y'all better come on and get your gifts, Amelia. What? Oh, Eddie, don't play. Eddie, you know that you be getting you don't heal that much. He has a burrito, the donuts.
I'm
whatever he's doing. Oh, you got plenty, Edward.